Blog Talk Radio.
Perdona si hoy me meto en tu vida, pero te estoy sintiendo tan perdida, sin recordar que todo terminó. Amiga, bajo el telón que cierra el fin del acto, no aceptas que la historia ha terminado de todo aquello, nada te restó. Y el hombre por quien te desesperas y a quien llamas, aquel que siempre buscas en tu cama, hace mucho tiempo te olvidó. Olvida, remóntate tu vida urgentemente. El tiempo pasa y un día de repente te ves llorando el tiempo que pasó.
Amigo, yo te agradezco por sufrir conmigo. Intento verme libre y no consigo. Él era tantas cosas para mí. A veces yo pienso tanto en ello que me olvido, que cualquier día pierdo los sentidos por no aceptar que el sueño terminó. Mi juventud perdiera en este intento, en aguas de este llanto, me perdonas si guardo tu consejo sin oír. Amigo, él es lo que ahogándome en silencio si no está.
Amiga, si quieres desahogar, cuenta conmigo. Y si quieres llorar, lloro contigo. Amigo, para todo estoy aquí. amiga.
Amigo.
Hello, welcome to my show. Welcome to my show. I hope that you are able to hear me out there. I am going to put one person online right now just to make sure that the audience is able to help, able to hear me, and then I'll get right into the reading, okay? So let me get someone on air to make sure that they are able to hear me. Hello, good evening. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello? Okay, excellent. Okay, I'm going to put you back on. I can hear you clearly. I'm going to get back with you, okay? Give me like a 5 minutes, okay? Okay,
sure.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, guys. Yes, hello. I am so excited, okay? Because today, December 28, 2019, is actually the last December 28 of the last decade, okay? In 2020, it's going to be a new decade, okay? So 2019 is actually the last year of this decade. You see? So I know that for many, many of you, 2019 was a very challenging year. Okay? It was very challenging because many of you have thought of like the years before were like, okay, I'm not regretting nothing about 2016. Goodbye, goodbye. Welcome 2017. Oh, goodbye, goodbye. But this year really not only has been very challenging, but it has been very testing to all of us, okay? And I know me especially, okay? But you know something? Through all the tests and all the challenges and everything that I went through this year, I'm grateful and I'm thankful for all of it. All the battles that I went through and everything. And I know that many of you out there, well, some of you are feeling the same way as well, okay? But you know something? I thank God, I thank the universe for every lesson that I was taught this year, everything that I've learned this year, the schooling that I've been through this year. I'm talking about spiritual schooling this year, okay? Things I had to learn the hard way, okay? And through the moon, the full moon, okay, as we know, the 26, 27 yesterday, we had a full moon, and Mercury retrograde was here last month sometime. Portals were open, okay, and you know that portals were open as well to last 2 days, and January the 10th, again, in a couple more weeks, we also going to have another Mercury retrograde as the planet, as it's shifting and moving forward, okay, and visiting different signs, okay, you know, throughout the galaxy, okay? So different signs will be, Mercury will be visiting these different signs, okay? So if you're Pisces, whatever the case may be. So it's very critical that you pay close attention to find out, is Mercury gonna be visiting your astrology sign, okay? And to get prepared for that, okay? You have to get prepared because the downloading that's going to take place, the attacks that's going to take place, because as this portal open, remember, yeah, good spirits are coming through, but also bad spirits are coming through as well, okay? So for those of you that have been chosen, okay, in these last days to do work, especially those of you that are twinning, okay? Many of you have met your twin flame in 2019, and some of you right now or separated from your twin, okay? Yeah, you are twinning, but you are in separation, okay? Some of you have no contact with it. Some of you are not even talking to your twin, okay? And it was a divine plan. It was a divine thing. It had to be like that because there's no way the merging and the twin coming together as one could take place because you had some work to do, or the divine masculine or divine feminine had work to do as well, inner work, okay? Inner work, okay? So that is why many of you have been going through challenges this year, okay? Yeah, you have met the love of your life, but now the two of you are separated, no contact, not even in communication whatsoever, okay? So this has nothing to do with you or them especially, but this has to do with the work that each of you needs to get done separately, okay? And once that work is completely within yourselves, in the divine masculine, divine feminine, which is like we're talking about energy here, okay? Whichever way you fit in, then the two of you will get back together, and the merging will take place, okay? So these portals, the thing that are going to be taking place, okay, the spirits that are going to be coming through, they're coming in, so you guys got to be very careful. Got to be very careful, so get ready for that. So we're going to get into the reading in a few minutes here, and I'm sorry about this because I am out of the country. I am not in the States right now, so I had to use a different kind of way to call in, and it hasn't been easy, but I thank that gentleman for letting me know that he's able to hear me, so at least the audience is all able to hear me out, okay? So, yeah, guys, be excited. 2020, new decade, new you, okay? And it's okay to be selfish, so it's okay to do you in 2020, okay? But you still got a couple days here left to clean out your closet, do a spiritual cleansing, a spiritual spring cleaning, okay, to your contacts, certain website, okay, certain website you have pulling, you're no longer using them, it's time to delete those pages, delete your picture, do a cleansing, okay, go through your Facebook page, those virtual friends that you have that are totally useless, okay, your birthday came, no one sent you a happy birthday. The holidays were here. None of those virtual friends send you, you know, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or whatsoever. Delete them, okay? Delete them because, like I say, as this new energy is coming in, okay, it's going to be triple the energy, I'm telling you. Okay, those portals are going to be coming in. The energy of the new decade is coming in. Mercury energy is coming in, okay? Those entities, good and negative and positive, are coming through those portals. You need to get ready, okay? You don't need to intertwine yourself with this energy. People, you know, there's a useless energy that don't do anything for you. Delete them. Clean it out. You still got a couple of days left to do those cleaning, the spiritual cleaning. It's very important. Very important because right now you need to protect yourself. I'm talking about those that know they have assignment. Those that knows that they have been in contact with God, they are going through a spiritual awakening, those that are twinning, that have made the twin flame and all that stuff, okay? Those are very important assignments, important roles, okay? And you cannot play with them, okay? So this is the time right now to protect your energy. To protect your energy, you need to do that. Because if you don't, when those downloads start coming in, okay, either you're going to lose your mind, okay, there are those of you that are going through depression right now. You are out of the blue. You became depressed. It's because your twin is depressed and you're picking up on that energy, okay? Some of you never used to drink or whatever the case may be, and you're doing that right now because your twin is doing it, or because of the downloads that are taking place. Okay, maybe some of you need to change your diet. Some of you are sleeping more. Okay? Some of you are sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day now. Okay? So the attacks are coming through any kind of way. Okay? So, yeah. I'm going to take the number 480519 first. Okay, listen, I am not doing any full reading online, okay? What I'm doing is asking one question, okay, and I will give you one answer, okay, because I'm not going to stay on air very long. What I wanted to tell you is I am offering a free 30-minute reading, okay, but you need to email me and I'll tell you how you go about getting that free reading, okay? My email is in my profile page. Okay, all I can give it to you right now. It's Mia, the number two, hummingbird@outlook.com, okay? But you can find it on my profile page. Or you can visit my website and you can contact me through there, okay? And I will tell you how do you go about getting the 33 minutes reading, okay? Yeah, you don't have to worry. You don't have to, you know, jump off a cliff or anything like that. No, nothing like that, okay? To get a free reading through me before this last decade, before the new decade comes in, before 2020, you can become a patron member. Okay, you can donate in my page, okay, or you can become a member, okay, that will allow you to get a free reading that way. Okay. So all the information are there, or you can visit my YouTube channel, okay? Things like that. Okay, then I think I got through everything here. So yeah, just go to my profile page. You'll find my email there. My Patreon page is there and my website is there. So email me with your name and your phone number and your date of birth. And I will tell you how to go about getting a free reading with me. Okay. And we'll take it from there. Okay, 480519. Just ask me one question, please, because I'm not gonna be staying on air that long. Thank you. Hello, your first name, please. Hi,
I'm Mike.
How are you?
Good.
Mike. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, my question is I'm in the process of starting to look for a new vehicle. I'm going to get a van, and I'm moving to California. And I was just kind of curious if you see that happening here fairly quickly, and anything positive around it.
Yes, I do see you traveling very quickly. I actually already see you on the road traveling, okay, on the highway. I see you getting a van, but I see like a blue color van.
Okay.
It's not gonna be a new van. It's not gonna be a new used one either. It's gonna be how do you call it? Gently worn. Or there's a name for that.
Yeah, gently used.
Right. You know the vehicle that are used. You know the manager used them, or they were. You know, the dealership used to, you know, use them for like, you know, to pick up clients for services and, you know, and drop them off, things like that. Yeah.
Right. So again, it might be a little older, but it'll have very less few miles.
Yeah. No, it's not going to be that old. I think it's going to be like two to three years max. No older than that. Yeah. Mhm.
Oh, okay.
Mhm.
Perfect.
Yeah. But it's gonna be a pre-used van. It's gonna have very low mileage, like I say, and you're gonna enjoy it. You're gonna like it. Yeah. But I see it's a blue van. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Dark blue.
Well.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, Mike.
It's reliable.
But,
I'm good.
Yeah. It's gonna be reliable, and I see you leaving real quick. I already see you on the road driving, so maybe you already got your things packed already. You got your stuff packed?
I'm kind of getting there. I'm waiting for the start date for the new job.
Okay, well, you can push that as well. You know, remember, you have to use the law of attraction here. You have the power. You have all the power in the world to make this happen. So what I want you to do, I want you to start packing your stuff.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, because because once you start packing, that means you're letting the universe know, you're letting God know, the Supreme God know, hey, I'm ready and I want this. Then you're gonna go and you're gonna find the vehicle, the job gonna call you and say yes, you know, so you're gonna accelerate stuff by doing that. So start packing. Okay?
I love it. Yeah. Awesome.
No, you're welcome. Just step out in faith. Just step out in faith and the universe will take care of the rest, okay? Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, we got to put one foot up front and the next foot will follow. That's how we do it. You know, you put one foot up front and the rest follow. Yeah, because that's how we need to operate, and we have to have that mindset that, you know, we are God and we are goddesses and we make the rules. Yeah, there's a supreme God above us, but we have all the authority to create our reality and to create our universe, because after all, it is us. Yes, I'm going to take the next call. Remember, one question, please. I'm not doing full reading online, okay? If you need a full reading, you can become a Patreon member, or you can email me how to go about getting a 30 full minutes of reading with me, okay, before the end of the year. I will tell you how to go about doing that, okay? Thank you. The next person is 951-207. Since I am calling up the country, I'm trying to do this as fast as I can. Thank you. 951-207. Yes?
Hey, good morning. Hello. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. It is morning here. It's still morning here where I'm at. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, I wanted to see what 2020 looks like for me.
What is your first name, please?
You see, Nathaniel. Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Okay. Nathaniel, can you give me your date of birth real quick, please?
May 1st, 57.
Yes. Okay, Nathaniel. Okay. I see that this past couple of years for you has been very challenging as far as your finances, okay? And I also see, let me look here real quick here. I'll do the oracle here. Okay, I also see you've been worrying as well, okay? I don't know what specifically the stress is about, okay? But mainly I see about your finances.
I've had some health issues as well, and, so I've had a whole host of, seven different things. So.
Yeah, so that mainly has been eating up your money, the medical bills, right?
No, all the medical was free.
Really?
Yeah, but I still owe money.
Okay.
I still owe $20,000, credit cards and a car.
So that's still a lot of money. That's money issue. Yeah, it's not $20. It's like $20,000. Okay. Right now, to make a resolution to this year, you are concerned not only the money issue you've been having, okay, but you mainly this has been going on for the past 3 years. I mainly see 3 years. Okay, this thing here. So as 2020 is coming in, and you heard me talk about the downloading, right, and the new energy that's coming in, the wave of energy that's coming in 2020, the new decade?
Yeah, the new wave of energy in the 20s, and I think we got some kind of shift going on anyway.
Yes, correct. Yeah, it's happening now. It started like 2 days ago, and I know I'm not feeling myself. I know I haven't been feeling myself at all, so I tried to keep it calm. But I see your concern right now, the fact that you have your health issue, that you're not going to be able to work and make enough money to take care of these financial things, okay? But I do see a breakthrough coming in for you in 2020, okay? 2020, the universe is going to make a way for you, okay, to get that money and pay off your debt in full. But as you pay off your debt in full, they don't want you to go back and restart again using debt again, like credit cards again.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I probably had to do it because I had to make the payments I had to, but, you know, I mean.
I understand. Yeah. But in 2020.
But hopefully I won't be in that,
that
situation. I won't let myself get in that situation.
You're not gonna get in that situation again. There's a miracle is gonna take place for you in 2020. Okay, I would say about March of 2020. Okay, you're gonna be put in a situation, or someone gonna step into your life that they're gonna give you an opportunity, and that's gonna allow you to make money for the next 9 months. Before the end of 2020, the next 9 months. So before the end of 2020, you will be able to pay off most of your debt, about 80% of them. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My brother asked me to move in, so I'm in the process of moving out. I rented a room for like 6 months over here, but it's kind of, you know. You know, the other place is free, and, you know, it's my brother's, and they're leaving, so I'm going to feel a lot more comfortable, for, you know, being there, and then I won't have to pay the $1,000, you know, for a room.
Exactly.
I'm ready. And it seems doesn't seem to be, you know, they're not letting me use the refrigerator. You know, I'm supposed to be limited space, let alone the refrigerator.
Right.
I had to move all my stuff out. And
that,
so it's
that,
it doesn't
that's
seem
okay.
like,
That's
yeah,
okay.
yeah.
You know,
it,
whatever
it,
you need, yeah, you're gonna be okay.
Yeah.
You're gonna be okay. Yeah. Super. That thousand dollar you will use in rent, you will use it towards your credit. But the universe is. One second. Please call in at 515-605-9817 because we're gonna be cut off from the main show.
Hold on a second. What's that?
515-605-9817.
605. What was that again?
905-9817.
17. And what was the first part? 505?
515-605-9817.
Okay. 510-605-9817.
Yeah, it's 515. Yeah, not 510. 515. Correct.
515-605-9817. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Right. You're welcome, okay? In 9 months, you're going to be out of debt 80%, okay? Don't worry about that, okay?
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Have a happy new year. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Yeah, happy new decade. It's a new decade, 2020. Thank you.
Yeah, happy new decade. I remember that.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, guys, I'm going to take one more call, and that's it. The next caller will be 707-563,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello? 707, hello? Yeah, can I help you? One question, please.
Yeah. Yes, I would like to know about how does my health look in 2020?
Okay. Unfortunately, I cannot really talk about, like, you know, symptoms and everything. Yeah, because I'm not I can look real quick to see. 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have like a specific question, like, because I cannot give you
I was just looking generally.
Okay.
Well, your main concern is whatever you see, it would be fine. If it's not health, then what about work or anything else?
Okay, okay. And your first name, please?
Valerie,
okay, Valerie, okay. And can you give me your date of birth real quick, please? Your date of birth?
Can I give you date and month?
Yes, you can, yes.
5/25.
Okay, that's fine, okay. Okay, I'm seeing here, talking about spiritually here, okay? Whatever issue you're going through physically, okay, it has to do with you clearing out your energy.
Okay.
What I mean by that, your energy, I'm talking about like your chakras.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay, you need to do that, okay? Once you do that, because there's a blockage, especially with your center chakra. I'm seeing here the blockage is mainly, it's affecting your mental health as far as your thinking, okay? Sometimes it gets cloudy. You can't think clearly, okay?
Okay.
Because of that blockage, it affects the rest of your chakra, and that's taking an impact on your physical body, and that's having a reaction to other things.
Okay, so what would you suggest to clear that? Are you talking about the solar plexus?
Yeah. Your chakra, your heart chakra,
okay.
Yeah, the whole thing, you know, all your chakras, you know, because it's affecting your back as well, right? You see, there is a, okay, have you been having like, okay, besides your mental thing, besides the cloudy, you know, like your thinking, your mind being cloudy, okay, have you been having like heavy?
No, I haven't had that. I'm just getting over a cold.
Okay, yeah, okay, so your stuffiness, okay. Now, besides, I'm talking about spiritually here, I'm talking about like your dream, okay? Your thinking.
Mhm. I haven't had any problems so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me look here in the oracle here. Let me see what's coming up here. Okay, so they're telling me yes. Okay, so one step clearing. Okay, so you know how to do the clearing through. You can use like meditation type of thing to do that clearing. Okay, you can also do the clearing with bath as well. With bath.
Yeah, I know how to do the clearing. I do that.
Excellent.
Periodically. Yeah, I do that periodically anyway.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah. You can use Epsom salt. Epsom salt is a good way to do that as well with the bath. Epsom salt.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sage your space, your energy space.
Mhm. Okay. And are you still seeing that job in, I think you said January?
Are you talking about the new job that you're hoping to get, or?
Yeah, the last time I think I spoke with you, you said it was going to be first week of January.
Just give it, the first week, I would say around till the 10th, because If you hear anything, it's going to be before the 10th of January of 2020, the next decade.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I see that it's something that you really wanted to, you want to do with this job, right? That job position.
Yes.
Okay, have you applied for other positions?
I applied for the ones that are open currently. They were open before, and I guess other people got the position, but the positions are back open again, so I'm assuming it didn't work out for whoever took it. So I reapplied to both of them.
Yeah, it was meant for you. Don't worry about it. It was meant for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Go on. What'd you say?
As a whole, 2020 looks fairly good.
2020 is a new decade. It's not just a new year, it's a new decade. So a lot of good stuff are coming in, and you just got to get ready. Like I was, you know, saying it earlier, you know, you have to get ready. You have to get yourself ready.
Right.
Get ready to receive those energy. Get ready to receive those downloads that are coming in, those portals that's going to be opening. It's going to be an amazing time, I'm telling you. Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's going to be, let me tell you something. 2020 will be however someone's mindset is, okay? If someone is going to go in 2020 thinking all those bad things, or they're going to carry the baggages from, you know, from 2019 into 2020, then that's what it's going to be. See?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't have that intention at all.
So you still got a couple more days left to clear out your closet. I'm talking about spiritually, that spiritual closet. Yeah.
Okay.
Get rid of those deadbeat friends on Facebook or whatever, the social media that you don't even know them. Delete them. Get rid of them. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a Facebook person. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just get rid of anything or anyone that's not doing anything for you.
Right. Mhm. Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. On my profile page, you're gonna get all my information there, and I can offer you free reading, and you can email me, and I can tell you how to go about doing that. Okay?
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Just email me. It's on my profile page.
Okay. I shall. Okay.
Okay. Take care and happy new decade. Okay.
Okay. Same to you.
Okay. 2020. Okay. Bye bye. Okay, guys. I am not taking any more calls because my minute's gonna run out because I'm calling long distance. So, okay, then you guys have a great day, and I may come back tomorrow, I don't know, but happy new decade and happy 2020.
Perdona si hoy me meto en tu vida, pero te estoy sintiendo tan perdida, sin recordar que todo terminó. Amiga, bajo el telón que cierra el fin del acto, no aceptas que la historia ha terminado de todo aquello nada te restó. Y el hombre por quien te desesperas y a quien llamas, aquel que siempre buscas en tu cama, hace mucho tiempo te olvidó. Olvida, remóntate tu vida urgentemente. El tiempo pasa y un día de repente te ves llorando el tiempo que pasó.
Amigo, yo te agradezco por sufrir conmigo. Intento verme libre y no consigo. Él era tantas cosas para mí. A veces yo pienso tanto en ello que me olvido que cualquier día pierdo tus sentidos por no aceptar que el sueño terminó. Si acaso mi juventud perdiera en este intento, en aguas de este llanto me perdonas. Guardo tu consejo sin oír. Amigo, él es lo que más quiero y necesito, el aire que me falta y no respiro, ahogándome en silencio si no está.
Amiga, si quieres desahogar, cuenta conmigo, y si quieres llorar,